Well, hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. Hey, have you ever wondered where division comes from, where quarreling, arguing, these kinds of things? When I look at my family raising kids throughout their early years, there were often, believe it or not, moments of quarreling and fighting in our family, especially amongst the kids. And as I look back on that, I can distill sort of the rationale or the impetus behind those divisions, that quarreling. I can distill it down to really one or two major themes. Either somebody feels like their rights have been impinged upon, violated in some capacity, or that somebody's pulling their weight while another person isn't. And in either way, this sort of inflated sense of self-righteousness, self-aggrandizement, this idea that I deserve better and I'm doing better and they shouldn't because I am, all of that kind of a thinking leads to constant controversy. And it strikes me that reality is not just true in a family, it's also true in the family of God. And that's why Paul and the other biblical writers teach and preach so much against the division that is common in many circles. And Paul says in Titus chapter 3, which is our Bible reading for today, he says, "Speak evil of no one, avoid quarreling, be gentle, and show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish and disobedient and led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another." This is a dire predicament in a community, isn't it? All this strife and this quarreling. Paul says, hey, let's not be like that anymore. And actually later in the chapter, in verse 9, he says, "Avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and dissensions and quarrels about the law, for they're all unprofitable and worthless." All of these things, friends, if you think about it, come back to this reality. People fight, people have division, people move away from each other when they think their rights have been violated or when they're pulling their weight while somebody else isn't. And friends, one of the striking things about the New Testament is that over and over, the antidote to these kinds of divisions, this kind of a quarreling, is not to say, hey, everybody needs to work harder, everybody needs to pull together and pick themselves up and stop doing this, start doing that. The antidote over and over throughout the New Testament is grace. Listen to what Paul does here in Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. He says, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared," and remember, this is just after he's talking about all this bad stuff, foolishness and disobedience and being led astray and being slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our day in malice and envy, hated by others, hating one another. He says, verse 4, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared," this is what happened. Okay, this is the antidote to all of that ugly stuff we were just talking about. Verse 5, it says, "He saved us. Not because of works done by us in righteousness." Friends, self-righteousness has no place in the kingdom of God. This self-aggrandizing notion that we're somehow better than everybody else, that we figured it out, that we know more than they do, we work harder, we do better, therefore we should have the rights to whatever we want. That's not how it works. He says, "He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by ourselves," no, verse 7, "so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." What's Paul doing here? He's saying, look, all this stuff is a result of your own really misconceived thinking about yourselves. Remember, you didn't bring anything to the table when you became a Christian. You didn't bring anything to the table when Jesus forgave you. He brought everything. And so as soon as you start thinking too highly of yourself, you start thinking that you deserve this and they deserve that, you're missing the point. The reality is that we have been saved by grace, and it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. According to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. It's all about him. And friends, when we remember the gospel, when we remember grace, when we remember how great was our sin and yet how much greater is the love of Christ, how can we look at somebody else and say, you know what, they deserve to be punished. They deserve my anger or my wrath. How can we look at somebody else and say, you know what, they're disqualified and I'm qualified and I want the kingdom. kingdom goods to myself, forget them. We can't do it. Friends, when we understand how great it is that Jesus loved us and extended mercy towards us in our own sin, we're better equipped to extend that to others. And really, that's the key to living as the community of God. And so, friends, don't let strife, don't let division, don't let your own sense of self-righteousness keep you from functioning in the community of God. Instead, remember mercy, remember Jesus, and out of that, let the love of Christ flow through you to those around you today. God bless you, friends. Have a great day, and Lord willing, we'll see you again soon on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.